This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa this weekend attracted, well, not as many people as his campaign had been expecting. You probably heard that news. There's a good chance virus fears did help keep turnout down, but people on TikTok and K-pop fans are giving themselves some credit, too, for reserving tickets with no actual plans to show up. Whether that really depressed turnout is up in the air. But one thing it did do was feed the Trump campaign a whole mess of bad data. And that, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, is probably going to cost the campaign some money.
Between the campaign on TikTok,
go reserve tickets now and leave him standing there alone on the stage. What do you say?
And the mobilization of K-pop fans across social media, the Trump campaign now likely has tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, of people in its database who are not likely Trump voters, potentially corrupting the database the campaign uses to track supporters. Anjana Susarla is a professor at Michigan State's Broad College of Business.
The kind of voter turnout models that have been built need accurate data for two things. One is they need it for voter turnout, and also in persuading the persuadable voters.
Campaigns spend money on text messages and email blasts to reach those persuadable voters. And to avoid wasting money on fake supporters, they have to spend money to weed them out. Lucy Caldwell is a political data strategist who's worked with Republican campaigns, including Trump primary opponent Joe Walsh.
You're asking a data vendor to clean it, try to make a match on something like email and zip code. So then you match it back. You're probably spending between 3 and 15 cents a person.
And the Trump campaign can afford it. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the campaign has more than $107 million cash on hand, almost double that of the Biden camp. Plus, there's the money and infrastructure of the Republican National Committee.
So we have invested over $300 million over the last several election cycles.
Liz Harrington is a spokesperson for the RNC.
And that all goes directly into keeping those voter files up to date and as most accurate as possible.
Harrington says the vast majority of signups for the Tulsa rally were real. Plus, with the data Republicans already have, she says it should be easy to sort the Trump fans from the K-pop stans. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.